This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we have made a major stride toward world peace. And it is all because of the memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The ceremonies continuing in Great Britain, they are moving, and they should remind everybody not only of what a great lady she was, but what a great country Great Britain is. I mean, honestly, a very positive influence on the world. And the fact that it makes people on the extreme left say, well, what about that bloody empire? Well, the world would be a vastly worse place than it is, with vastly more problems, and would have had extra years of slavery. The British Empire, despite all the negative points you could make about it, was the leading force in ending human slavery. And they managed to do that and to abolish slavery without a civil war that ended up killing 700,000 people. And yes, the British had their own civil war, but that was in the mid-1600s. But that's another story. Okay, the major source step toward world peace, a headline from the British press, by the way. Kanye West says he is releasing all grudges after the death of Queen Elizabeth. West said he was releasing all grudges on Instagram on Friday. He shared photos of the late Queen Elizabeth II, his apparent inspiration. She died last Thursday at age 96 at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Maybe you've heard. West has feuded with his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, and with her ex-beau, Pete Davidson, another winner. He also had launched a campaign against Adidas for allegedly stealing his ideas. In any event, all this is behind him, in memory of Her Majesty the Queen. So long live the Queen and her peace-bringing memories. Unfortunately for Vladimir Putin, and I say unfortunately for Vladimir Putin, the message of peace in our time has not gotten through to the Kremlin. A headline, Russian troops putting on civilian clothes and running away, warned British Army officer. The former British Army officer explained how Russian militants were ditching their uniforms and putting on civilian clothing in order to blend in and escape the battlefield. Dr. Mike Martin explained how Ukrainians managed to push back against the Russian onslaught in Kupiansk and Izum and win back their land. The former army officer claimed that Russian troops were ill-equipped and their supplies were running out. The ongoing war in Ukraine has been raging for almost 7 months, and with the help of NATO-aligned countries, Ukraine's armed forces have been able to push back on the illegal invasion. The entire situation is extraordinary. It is totally extraordinary. I mean, a headline, stunned Moscow admits to losing most of Kharkiv. Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine. Retreat, dense image of a mighty Putin, and embolden Kyiv wants more arms. Well, of course they do, because they've been making very good use of the arms they've received. Ukraine successes have Kyiv residents full of joy. The skies over Kyiv hung heavy and gray on Sunday, but its people's spirits were buoyed by the startling news of the lightning-fast offensive in Ukraine's northeast. It was all anybody was talking about. People relentlessly checked their phones and communicated with friends, eagerly tracking the latest developments from the battlefield. We've been waiting for this for a long time, said Rumil Khabibulin, an actor. My wife, my children, me, all of our spirits are lifted. I think it's a big turning point in the war. We're hoping the Russian army will just flee, he said with a grin. The news was coming in fast on Saturday. Ukraine's army captured Izium, and on Sunday it was pushing forward. The feeling, we are all a bit shocked, but we are all full of joy, said Anna Reznikova, who comes from a recently liberated area near the city of Kharkiv. She fled to Kyiv a few months ago. Look, this is amazing stuff, and to put it in context, this is part of an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Ukraine's counteroffensive against invading Russian forces is an important turn in the war, though not without peril, as Vladimir Putin calculates how to respond. Western leaders have to be prepared that he will use nuclear weapons or attempt to involve NATO directly in the conflict. And what is the gain for him getting NATO directly involved in the conflict? That means the U.S. and Great Britain and France and Germany and Poland, which has a substantial military, and Finland and Sweden. Sweden, they just had an election where the right wing did very well. We'll tell you about that. Okay, the reason he would want to involve NATO is so that he could justify a draft. And that's what the experts in what is going on in the Kremlin are saying, is that if he gets a NATO country involved, then he can go to the country and begin conscription. But that doesn't mean the people are instantly trained. And one of the problems with these troops that have been running away and putting on civilian clothes, and after all, they speak the same language. If you understand Russian, you can understand Ukrainian. So basically, they want to get NATO involved in this world war so Putin can protect his increasingly shaky regime. There are also stories that have come in from the European press about meetings. They're having local elections in Russia, not national parliamentary elections, but local elections. And a number of these election meetings leading up to the election have called on Putin to resign. Now, this is unheard of. This used to mean assassination or a jail term or some bad consequence for you. The counteroffensives, in less than a week, Ukrainian forces have retaken some 3,000 square kilometers from the Russian invaders. That's more Ukrainian territory than Russia has seized since April. The Ukrainian counteroffensive in Kharkiv Oblast is routing Russian forces and collapsing Russia's northern Donbas axis, says the Institute for the Study of War, which has ably tracked the conflict. The counteroffensive's early successes is notable for its planning and deception. Ukraine advertised for months that it was planning to advance in the country's south, around the city of Kherson, and Russia sent reinforcements there. Ukraine has made some gains in the south, but it seems to have caught the Russians by surprise around Kharkiv. Ukraine's military intelligence, no doubt with U.S. help, seems to be much better than Russia's. Also striking is the chaotic Russian retreat in the Kharkiv region, suggesting poor morale and military leadership. Well, yes, that's true. A Ukrainian soldier fighting near Balaklia and Izium texts Jillian Melchior, who writes for the Journal, saying, "We know that there were morale problems within the Russian troops, but we were shocked how much tanks, how many armored vehicles they just dropped behind. Now they're ours. Fight is over. They're afraid to be surrounded. That's why they run so quickly. We need to push harder." The territorial gains, writes the Journal, are strategically significant because they complicate Russia's ability to reinforce its own troops. The Institute for the Study of War said yesterday, that Ukraine has taken the city of Izium, which is a necessary step toward liberating Ukrainian troops that have been pinned down in Slovyansk. The advances build on one another. But what's the problem? Well, the problem is nukes, and Putin's got them. And they are arguing in the Journal that he may not be afraid to use them. How? Where? Against whom? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trump's part to the National Security Review.
Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved show, there's this item, which is just, this is from Hot Air, and it's also Radio Free Europe confirms the contents. A group of municipal deputies in Moscow's Lemonosovsky district, municipal deputies means like city councilmen, took an unusual step this week on behalf of their constituents. They held a televised meeting on Thursday where they discussed some of the challenges currently facing both their district and Russia as a whole. the final result of the meeting was a public call for Vladimir Putin to resign from his office for the good of the nation. Don't hold your breath, by the way. There was reportedly no hint of any talk of revolt or overthrowing the current government from the deputies. They simply pointed out that a number of Putin's policies have not been productive, and the citizens of Russia were dealing with economic and social turmoil as a result. With that in mind, they suggested it would be in the best interest of the nation for Putin to step aside and give someone with fresh ideas a chance to set things right. I hope people are paying close attention to the fate of these deputies. In their appeal, the deputies emphasized that the aggressive rhetoric of Putin and his subordinates has thrown Russia back into the Cold War era. They disputed economic data showing a doubling of the country's GDP and said that the minimum wage did not increase to the level declared by the government. The appeal also noted that educated, hardworking Russians have fled the country in large numbers. The stability that Putin has promised over the past few months has similarly failed to materialize. They describe Putin's management model as being hopelessly outdated, producing inefficiencies in handling the municipal challenges they face. This is the way that CNN reported on the latest developments at the front. Listen.
More than 2,000 square kilometers of territory recaptured by Ukrainian forces since the 1st of September. That's what President Zelensky has announced tonight in his nightly address. Really remarkable advances, not just being made down in the southern parts of the country where a counteroffensive kicked off on August 29th, but much more spectacularly in eastern Ukraine, where a second counteroffensive began just 5 days ago. What we've seen over the course of the last few days, specifically since Thursday, is Ukrainian forces sweep eastward with remarkable speed, taking village after village with images appearing on social media. This is, after all, a counteroffensive that is the subject of a media blackout, so it is the pictures being posted by the soldiers themselves that are showing the world people being liberated in those villages, Ukrainian flags being put on rooftops.
Okay, if this doesn't thrill you, there's something wrong. And by the way, you can give me a call. 1-800-955-1776. There are dangers involved here. And again, the Wall Street Journal says Ukraine's advances raise the stakes for Mr. Putin. He spent this weekend celebrating the 875th anniversary of Moscow's founding. What a joyous day. That must be an excuse to drink. It's Russia, after all. Russian military bloggers are sounding the alarm, however, and that will echo with elite Russian opinion. Mr. Putin has been reluctant to mobilize the entire country for his, quote, special military operation, unquote, lest he court more domestic opposition. The Russian leader is capable of anything. He could engage NATO forces in some fashion that he would blame on the West and use it to justify a military draft. He's meeting this week with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and he is likely to seek direct military aid that the U.S. says Beijing has not provided so far. He's also likely to cut off energy supplies to Europe even more than he has to keep the pressure on the West as cold weather arrives. But cutting off those supplies also does even more damage to the Russian economy. Russia's use of chemical and tactical nuclear weapons cannot be ruled out. The use of battlefield nukes is part of standard Russian military doctrine. Rather than lose in humiliating fashion, Mr. Putin may calculate the military benefits are worth the risks. We hope Western leaders have been mulling how to respond rather than thinking it cannot happen. And this is difficult because we have Joe Biden in the White House and we have a brand new British Prime Minister. I mean, one of the things about Boris Johnson is nobody doubted his resolution to support Ukraine. And by the way, Liz Truss, she should be successful, will also express her and continue to express her solidarity, which she has so far. We hope Western leaders have been mulling how to respond rather than thinking it can't happen. One point to make clear is that the fault would be all Mr. Putin's, not Ukraine's. Factions in the West, on the right and on the left, believe Ukraine should be left to its fate without Western aid. And they will blame Ukraine for having the nerve to defend itself against a brutal invader. A nuclear escalation can't be accepted as normal warfare. Radiation fallout could reach NATO territory. NATO will have to increase its military aid and let Ukraine take the fight inside Russia. Let that sink in. We hope Western leaders are making clear to Mr. Putin that he will become a global pariah if he does go nuclear. The prospect is horrific to contemplate. But this is a reality of the world with dictators on the march after decades of Western complacency. Ukraine's advances are encouraging, but Mr. Putin's threat to the world is far from over. Okay, all of this goes to why the election counts so profoundly. And by the way, I think it would be advantageous for Republican candidates everywhere who are hoping to take a majority of the House and the Senate to make it clear that a part of what Republicans are running for is to make sure that the supplying and the aid for Ukraine continues. There's another piece, this analysis from the Times, that says the startling advances made by Ukraine to recapture territory in the northeast present Russian military commanders with a series of unpalatable choices. Retreat in any war forces commanders to confront questions they would rather not have to consider, such as how to halt enemy momentum, where to establish new defense lines, and how to restore troop morale. This moment is no different, according to Jack Watling, who is a senior research fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, a research group in London. He says the loss of Izium and a broader slice of territory southeast of the city of Kharkiv appear to show the effective collapse of one of four Russian regional commands. And what next? And the impact here on our economy and the rest of the United States, coming up on the MedVet Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday airfares expected to be the most expensive it's been in 5 years. That's according to fare tracker Hopper. It found the average domestic airfare for Thanksgiving round trips is $350, which is a 22% increase when compared to 2019. Domestic round trips over Christmas are going for around $463 on average. King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as a new monarch.
The Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
President Biden spent part of his Monday at Logan International Airport in Boston promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the midst of everything that is going on in this huge war, and it is a gigantic war, the Russians also apparently overnight, they hit power plants in the Kharkiv region. The Ukrainians had just taken it over, liberated it. They were putting up Ukrainian flags everywhere. The Russians hit the power plants, so there was no accessibility to electricity, but apparently that has been restored by now. And then there's this item from The Guardian in the UK. Western governments are mobilizing their arms manufacturers to ramp up production and replenish stockpiles heavily diminished by supplying Ukraine's six-month-old battle against Russia's invasion. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is organizing a meeting of senior national armaments directors from allied countries to make long-term plans for supplying Ukraine and rebuilding their own arms reserves. And the last point to make here is that for those people who say that, well, Ukraine can't possibly win this war, and that basically what needs to happen is some kind of negotiation that would give Russia at least some of what it wanted, and what it wants is Ukrainian independence and territory. And the answer to that is that anyone who believes that Ukraine cannot win this war on the battlefield should take a close and detailed look about what's going on right now. Let us go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776, and to Craig in New Jersey. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, hi, Michael. How's it going? I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Been a Medhead for a long time.
Thank you.
I'm calling this because it's a very important issue to me personally. I'm very pro Ukraine on this and very supportive, just like you are. I know I've been listening to your show, so I know your feelings on this as well. But I haven't heard anybody on the left, and I mean even the people like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, I haven't heard them say anything negative about Ukraine. The only negative people I hear talking about it are people on the right, and then shamefully enough, some of them are people that I know personally, and I know who they're listening to because they parrot it like the mindless clucks that I sometimes think they are when they talk about that stuff.
I agree with you, and thank you for not mentioning any names. There are prominent people who take that position. There are even people who are nominees for the U.S. Senate who take that position. And, by the way, there's brand new polling that shows that a one-time lead in a very Republican state is very much in jeopardy, partially because, it's very rare when you see a struggle that is so clearly a struggle between good and evil. And I know people say, well, how can you say the Ukrainians are good? They're good because what they're trying to do is defend their homeland, defend their culture. And do they have a perfect democracy? They don't. But they happen to have an inspiring leader, and I think that makes a difference. And it seems to me that when you used the term klucks, what was the adjective you had used together with klucks?
Oh, yeah, it's probably the best word I could. I could think of far worse words.
Okay, but it's appropriate because this is the cruelty and the monstrousness and the killing of people in Bucha and the world here, the UN, and you're right, Ilhan Omar and the United Nations. The United Nations, which is not generally a great decider of good and evil, that according to the UN now, they are taking steps and talking about the need for steps to to make a real difference. The I'm still looking for this from a bulletin in the Guardian, but there is an Arab representative of one of the UN human rights organizations that is talking about the, here it is, the acting United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nada El Nashif, said today, this morning, that Russia was intimidating opponents of the war in Ukraine. In the Russian Federation, the intimidation, restrictive measures, and sanctions against people voicing opposition to the war in Ukraine undermine the exercise of constitutionally guaranteed fundamental freedoms, including the rights to free assembly, expression, and association. So, Craig, I think what you're talking about, I am sympathetic to, and anyone who wants to claim the inheritance of a Reagan conservative, and I would consider myself a proud, proud Reagan conservative, and who would look at this and not see the utter imperative for protecting the gains that America achieved in winning the Cold War. Anyone who would look at this situation and not see it as clearly as you do, Craig, and that as I try to, is deliberately blind. There's also this, there's a series of polls that show that in state after state, and these are the key Senate races that are going to decide the control of the U.S. Senate and the governor's races in the same states, it's so close. This election is honestly your personal participation could make a difference. That's how close it is. For instance, in Ohio, where Rob Portman, who was a longtime senator from Ohio, a conservative Republican and a great guy, he won the last election in Ohio as a Republican by 25 points. I mean, he did very well. Right now in Ohio, J.D. Vance is losing, but by 1 point. It's 47-46%. It's incredibly close. In Arizona, Senator Mark Kelly, the incumbent Democrat, is ahead of Blake Masters. Again, it's a tie, really. It's 47% to 45%. The governor's race is a dead heat, 46% to 46%, between Katie Hobbs, the Arizona Secretary of State, the Democrat, and Carrie Lake, who is one of President Trump's favorite candidates. She is the Republican candidate. It's 46-46% with just 6% undecided, which is remarkable. They also have a Libertarian candidate in Arizona. And with all of this going on, Pennsylvania is also remarkably close in the campaign between John Fetterman and the lieutenant governor, who is a Democrat who keeps saying incredibly stupid things and does not deserve to hold the office he holds now, let alone holding a U.S. Senate seat. And he's running against Dr. Oz. That does also appear very close, but there are reasons that Dr. Oz seems to be gaining momentum. And most of those reasons have to do with the John Fetterman actually avoiding debates and questions about his ability to function fully as a U.S. senator or as a candidate for U.S. Senate. We'll give you an example of what I meant. He held a rally recently, and he is not in great shape. We will get to that and more on a New York Times report that the polling that we're getting right now may have a Democratic bias. Coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a headline that should get everyone's attention. Epidemic of gun violence looms over a tight election. Wow. Probably a lot of tight elections all across the country that we're dealing with an epidemic of gun violence, but there's an even more drastic epidemic of gun violence. Wait till you hear this, because this is one of those things, honest to goodness, I would say the number of Americans who know anything about this is 1 out of 10,000. I mean, basically, you're going to have a big edge on your friends and neighbors if you just listen closely, because the real headline, I was altering it. It's epidemic of gun violence in Sweden looms over a tight election. Who knew? This is the international edition of the New York Times. The best years were still ahead. They begin for Susanna Jakas and her 12-year-old daughter, Adriana. The two danced to music around the house and screamed together on roller coasters. Still ahead were more adult milestones like travel and love. She's a 12-year-old girl. That all changed one night in 2020 when Adriana went for a walk with her dog and got caught in the middle of a gang conflict outside a restaurant. I didn't know until I lost my daughter that there are different kinds of tears, said Ms. Jakas, 34. With 2 years later, she still visits Adriana's grave twice every week. The killing of Adriana, an innocent bystander, became a prominent part of a swelling epidemic of gun violence in Sweden, which now has some of the highest rates of gun homicides in Europe. Who knew? All you hear about Sweden is what a great country it is and how it has everything solved. And by the way, I think that is still largely true. But they point out in this article, as Sweden votes on Sunday in parliamentary elections, I have the results of the voting already, and the voting already is exactly as the Times predicted, which is a huge victory for the right-wing parties that wanted to address gun violence. How? Well, it's not by more gun control, because Sweden has some of the most restrictive gun policies in the world. Other European countries like Germany, with similar levels of immigration, have not experienced the same rise in gun violence. And with many cases unsolved, researchers say more study is needed to understand the epidemic. But the right-wing parties are saying the right standards are there for understanding the epidemic. One is to cut back on the immigration, which is mostly, in Sweden's case, from a series of countries. As it says from 2010 to 2018, the number of shootings in Sweden rose rapidly. The pace this year, the police this year, have so far recorded 273 shootings in what they expect could be Sweden's worst year ever. The current number of shootings was set at in 2020 at 379. In a country with very strict gun laws, where licenses are usually limited to hunting rifles, to criminologists have linked the shootings to the illegal drug trade, and say they have been fueled by a stockpile of thousands of firearms smuggled in from post-war Balkan countries, Eastern Europe, and Turkey. And the emigration into Sweden has been largely from Syria, from Afghanistan, and elsewhere in the Islamic world. The victims of gun violence, too, say that they are weary of watching lawmakers clash while little progress has been made on reversing the problem. When he died, I didn't see the point of living, said Marita Ogilje, whose son, Marley Fredriksson, 19, who was black, was shot and killed 7 years ago in Stockholm. Since then, Ms. Ogilvie has campaigned for harsher punishments for gun crimes, but she believes programs supporting young teenagers are equally important, frustrated by a system that she says has not done enough to protect people of color. Cases remain unsolved, many. They join about 70% of gun homicides that are uncleared in Sweden, and researchers saying tackling that could help address the problem. In other words, refund the police, more policing. The election between the center-left party and the center-right coalitions of parties, it's almost a tie, and very close, with a tremendous surge to the right in terms of trying to deal with crime. But one of the things that it seems to me is important is looking at this is that for people in the United States who believe sincerely that the only thing that we need to cut down on the rise in violence that we have is more controls, more limitations on use of firearms or acquisition of firearms. Look at Sweden. It's almost impossible to get a gun license in this country. And yet they have this intense problem because fundamentally you're not coming into a problem with a tool, you're coming into a problem with people. And the fact that apparently many of these recent immigrants who are coming from Africa and the Middle East, largely, many of the recent immigrants in Sweden, who, by the way, now make up almost 20% of the population, are living in segregated areas. They are living in areas where there's been a general breakdown in law and order and an increase in, yes, homelessness and other difficulties. So, again, as wonderful as Scandinavia is, and it is, and everyone should be proud that Sweden is now part of NATO, with all of that, there is still a very, very difficult problem with assimilation and Swedenization, if you can make such a term, and policing, where some of the punishments for violent crimes have been less demanding and strict than in other nations, even in Europe, and hence the problem. It seems to me that that's very important. There's also another important confrontation that occurred on TV involving the claims that basically we shouldn't honor Queen Elizabeth too much or revere her memory because of Britain's guilty history. And some of that, Ali Velshi, who was born in Kenya, we find out, basically is angry at a British historian who actually talks about the greatness of Great Britain. Surprise, surprise. The historian is Andrew Roberts, who's a wonderful writer, wrote probably the best single-volume biography of Winston Churchill. We will get to that, play some of their confrontation. There is also a confrontation with Kamala Harris, who, when confronted on Meet the Press with the obvious fact that we have problems with the border and record levels of border crossings, she responded by saying, "We have a secure border." Cue the laugh track. And we will also, there's more from Kamala Harris and more from John Fetterman, the candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. He has said that if he could change one thing by waving a magic wand, it would be to end the practice of imprisoning people without parole. And he's also said that if a third of the people who are currently imprisoned could be released, it would have no impact on public safety. He's running for U.S. Senate against Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, who is trying to scrape together enough money to run a credible campaign, I think very intelligently, has put forward an ad using those pro-prisoner and pro-convict release sentiments against John Fetterman. First of all, he's running for U.S. Senate. And what is he talking about? Is he talking about changing federal law to get rid of prison without parole? And would that include terrorists and mass murderers, like this fellow who kidnapped the jogger in Memphis, Tennessee that we talked about and had just been released from a 20-year sentence? We will get to all of that because it all requires examination. Here we are 2 months less than before a meaningful election that will help determine the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.